We want to make sure that you are registered to win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas. You know they're an iconic, legendary band, but this is an iconic venue. The Sphere gives you this multimedia experience unlike anything you've ever seen. They're going to be performing 16 shows there beginning September 20th through December 14th. We've got two trips for two, but you need to know the keyword, the national keyword, to win. And the keyword for this hour is town. Kind of like New Kids in Town. It's town, T-O-W-N. Text that word to 95819, and you will be registered to win this trip for two. Stay at the Venetian, dine at the Chica Las Vegas, full VIP experience package from Vibe. It's going to be great, the courtesy of Live Nation. And for full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Town to 95819. Time for our Cranes Detroit interview. It's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org. And we welcome in, as we love to do every Monday morning, our good friend Mike Lee, Managing Editor of Cranes Detroit Business. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
Obviously, so much to talk about with the Trump rally. And there has been a lot of I know, polling that has been done by the Detroit Regional Chamber about the level of venom that's out there.
Yeah, this is something the chamber has been talking about for years, honestly, at the Mackinac Policy Conference and other venues, the need for to restore some civility to our political discourse. You see the deep divisions and the language that I think you can safely say that more and more people use is so over the top and almost apocalyptic at times. The parties use that to their advantage to, as you noted earlier, to increase fundraising and that sort of thing. But what it does is it ultimately creates instability, and businesses don't like instability. And you saw some of the results of that this weekend. You know, the vitriol, can rile up people who might not be. We still don't know a whole lot about the shooter, but you know, we've learned a few things, and can rile up people who otherwise might have problems or be inclined to act, which is a very tiny slice of the population, but obviously it can have major consequences.
Well, and credit to the chamber that they've been calling for this well ahead of any kind of cataclysm or an emergency like what we saw Saturday.
Let's take this, you know, this event as you know, our final warning, I suppose you could think of it. The business world's reacting in other ways. The stock markets appear to be poised to rise, and other financial indicators seem to indicate that investors are betting that this increases the odds of Donald Trump being our next president. His policies would lead to growth and that sort of thing. So the business world always reacts, and it reacts quickly. So we'll have to see what happens.
The discussion over this Palisades plant, we've talked about it a lot here on JR Morning, continues when there is a public hearing and there are people for and against.
Yeah, this is going to be a continuing hot button issue. The Palisades nuclear plant in West Michigan, the owner of it, Holtec, has received a whole bunch of federal and state money to explore reopening it close to 2 years ago. To restart it, to help, add power to the grid, in what, backers say is a green way that doesn't burn fossil fuels to generate electricity and therefore doesn't produce as many greenhouse gases. Big part of the debate, it's really kind of interesting if you remember the no nukes movement of the 1970s. Three Mile Island is whether nuclear power really is green or not. There's certainly a slice of environmentalists who still note that this still produces nuclear waste. We have to find a place to put it. We still don't have good solutions for that. Residents who live nearby also will note that Palisades was one of the oldest nuclear plants in America's fleet, and they, you know, they worry about long term the stress cracks in the concrete and other factors, and you know, obviously that will have to be addressed before it can restart. I think you're looking at a very long process before any restart happens, and probably some continued fighting. But
Lloyd and
the
I have
fact
laughed
remains,
that
Michigan.
some of the same
Go ahead.
celebrities that are calling for more nuclear power expansion for to address climate change are the ones that were chaining themselves to the gates of the nuclear power plants
right.
in
exactly.
the 70s.
This is before my time,
exactly.
guys.
Yeah, I know. That's why I referenced my friend Lloyd.
Mike, listen, you know, I spent many a day inside of Janopoulos Restaurant. They closed down in 2019. They had the best ribs. I love Janopoulos, but it closed in 2019, but it may get some new life.
Yeah, it was Janopoulos was just well known, known for drawing celebrities. You know, Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, Muhammad Ali. They have pictures,
pictures
of all the celebrities who visited the place for their ribs. It's now got a new plan for that locate for that site in Farmington Hills. The Sheetz gas station chain, which, you know, known for its fast food and that sort of thing, and has big plans in Metro Detroit, has targeted the site of the old Janopoulos for one of its locations, part of a, you know, a plan to open 50 to 60 gas stations in a pretty short period of just a few years. That's faced some opposition in some communities. Fraser and other cities have sort of pushed back on those plans, worries about traffic and whatnot. No sign yet that that's happening in Farmington Hills, but you know, and the city itself said it wasn't sure what the plan is for the existing building where Janopoulos once was, but I think it's a fairly safe bet it will be demolished. It's a promise of new life, but it, you know, it's also a, you know, a local local landmark that is being replaced by a chain store. So, you know, that's sure to create controversy.
Well, if you could just import those ribs from Memphis,
oh,
like Janopoulos did, we'd
yes.
all be happy.
Oh man,
little
would
takeout
we.
There. Very quickly, Mike, before we let you go, and that is that Stephen Ross has had an amazing chapter one. He's kind of stepping away from his real estate company, but that doesn't mean he's stepping away from his commitments in Detroit.
Yeah, this is kind of titanic real estate news. Stephen Ross stepping down as chair of the Related Companies. He's starting a new company to do development in Florida, but they say he's going to remain involved in the U of M's Detroit Center for Innovation and the District Detroit with the Illich family in Detroit. They're going to create a joint venture between his old company and his new company to manage his involvement in that, which he's got a, you know, a pretty personal commitment to. So that's probably good news for Detroit, the $1.5 billion in projects he has with the Illiches. And we will keep an eye on that. He's an 84-year-old billionaire, and
right.
he's stepping back a little bit. So, you know, who knows what's next.
Mike, you have a great week, and thanks for being with us.
You too. Thank you.
I'm Mike Lee, Managing Editor at Crain's Detroit Business. Coming up, Debbie Dingell, how do we turn down the rhetoric, and who will be the civility police?